whether you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Hello Mickey.
Hi Dangerous Dave.
Mick, Jane,
here
hello.
We go. It's big Wednesday. Yeah. Sandra Chilaro, our old mate.
Well, that's great news. He's coming in here.
He's coming in.
We've got lots to talk to him
chew
about.
Chew the fat. We're going to talk Red Dust, which is the group that we love supporting.
We do love supporting and we love going on trips to
parts of Australia that are just fantastic to see.
Do you think he'll also talk about, we should discuss that it's the 30-year anniversary of Five in a Row.
Oh, good Lord.
With an upcoming My Generation special, too.
Oh, hosted by Dangerous Dave.
I just thought I'd
don't use this forum to
play. That's all right, I did it for him.
Your own vanity project.
Thank you. Thanks,
Jane. Men are idiots.
I mean, men are idiots. We're doing
that. If you know any. Because
give us one from the Men Are Idiots file.
A man has launched a firecracker from his backside.
Right.
And we've got the audio of it.
What makes him an idiot?
Yeah, okay.
We've all done it.
Oh, my God. Guess who's coming in?
Who?
John Paul Young.
Good Lord.
Oh,
you
what?
Will,
yes.
Oh, best behaviour for you.
Well,
can we play
Yesterday's
Hero?
Yes, please.
Can we do that?
Done.
I cannot wait.
John Paul Young. That's awesome.
I know.
He was great at the Cup yesterday. We'll get to that.
He is. Guess who else is coming in?
Who?
Nick Natanui.
Oh, my God.
What?
He has written. Now, he's written a beautiful children's book. Again, I will be pleasant to him.
Little Nick's Big Day.
It's such a good kid's book, and it made me cry.
He's
when
a
I read
legend.
That too.
Already. Okay. We've got so many stories to get through. I've got a big sports wrap, including great news involving Ash Barty.
Yes.
Australian
great.
Cricketers. There's so much to get through, but let's start at
the
top
rafters.
With the Melbourne Cup.
Found to clear up on the inside. Found the Prince of Mariners lifting late with El Paradiso. Master of Reality just in front. Found to clear kicks. Found to clear's bottom for Australia. They're on top of the world. A classic cup.
Feel incredibly blessed, you know, to have a horse good enough to be in it, and then for him to be ridden so beautifully by Craig.
Danny O'Brien's got a fantastic story with him. It's not just a handicap anymore. It's the greatest race on earth, and thanks for everyone
sure
that got me there.
It
that is
sure
amazing.
Is. Congratulations.
It's in Australia.
It's
to stay in
Australia.
Mate.
Go and get a tattoo. Australian made, owned, ridden,
see?
Bred.
It's great news. It was a fairy tale win,
trained.
Really.
Well, it was.
Was fairy tale.
It was a fairy tale win, unless you happen to be on El Paradiso.
Oh, this is tricky. Are you prepared to talk about this?
Well, I am. And
Frankie Vettori
should not be allowed into this country. He should be.
He has been, and he has come a lot of times into this country.
Next time, turned around
careful,
at the airport and
be
left.
Careful. You don't know. He might be very litigious.
I went down to the police station.
You didn't.
To report a
what
robbery, to report a theft.
Okay.
I named
Can
Frankie
you talk
Vettori.
Us through?
What happened?
So I took $300 worth of bets.
Right.
And one was on El Paradiso to win, and one was on El Paradiso and Vow and Declare for a Quinella.
Oh,
$300 outlay would have got me $10,000.
Oh, my God.
Between
Nick,
eight and
that's
10.
A lot of burger rings.
That's payday.
And that dirty Italian.
Hey,
who what? Was on board that horse? Was it Captain Schettino? He would have done a better job of keeping that thing in a straight line.
He got in big trouble.
But can you, like, you know when you got in big trouble? Yeah, but it didn't help me.
No.
That horse would have won.
Jeepers.
And so the jockeys on the horses that finished second and fourth around the horse that came third, one got suspended for 9 meetings, one got suspended for 10 meetings.
Oh.
The horse was squeezed out.
Right.
It's just an absolute disaster.
It was a disaster.
Oh, you don't care.
$10,000.
No, I'm not as well.
Great.
I don't know. I didn't win, but I was happy for Vow and Declare that did win. And I was happy that, you know, for the team behind
it. Good on you, Jane.
Hey, you know what?
Where'd you watch it?
I was at home by myself with my dog. Down the beach.
I was going to home by myself with a bottle of rosé.
I was at home by myself with a bottle of rosé.
And a dog.
Didn't last long. And a dog. And I was cheering on.
Did you at least dress up?
Well, unless you call.
Were you?
Ugg boots and tracky dance.
Boots.
Well, that's fashions on the field.
I know, you think that's a hot look.
You have big news.
I do.
Tomorrow you have a horse in the
Oaks.
That's
running
it's
in
Ladies'
the
Day,
Oaks.
Being ridden by Michelle.
Not only that, it is trained and ridden by Ride Like a Girl herself, Michelle Payne.
That's awesome.
Wow.
What times are running?
Well, we'll be on air. So,
okay.
So
you won't be able to go out to the track?
Well, I mean, this is a once in a lifetime.
What's happening? Are you not coming in
tomorrow?
What are
you talking about? Well, I was thinking that it would be more colourful if I report from...
So you thought you'd take a hit for the show
and
head out to the
I thought I should go to the Channel 10 marquee and just base myself there
first. With your Studio 10 friends.
Yes.
You are unbelievable.
And then I'll go to the owner's circle when the race is on.
Right.
And I'll go and see.
Do you think you could ring in or something? Or is there...
I haven't had too many French champagne.
Give us a call from the track.
I will do it. Can I go? Can I go
tomorrow? Of course
tomorrow,
you can go.
Boys?
Now, what will this horse start at?
Well... I'll tell you what's happening. It did start at $301.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What do you call it? A bit of an outsider.
Yeah.
What are we up to now? Let me just see. Well, this was today. Michelle Payne trained Victory Approach. That's the name
of
the horse.
Yes.
Has firmed from $125 into $71 to win the Oaks.
Can I say something? She's got form in this department, Michelle Payne. She
has.
Got 100-1 Prince of Penzance.
Prince of Penzance was 100-1, and including one bet. Someone has put $1,000 on at $126. Jeez. And I promise you it's not me because I would not ever do that.
Wow.
Has anybody, do we know who has put $1,000 on this horse? No. Anyway, you never know.
How's Michelle's weight?
I beg your pardon.
I'm allowed to ask.
Oh, yes, you are as a jockey.
Yes.
I'll tell you what.
Officially allowed to ask a woman about her weight and not get in trouble.
We'll give her a buzz tomorrow just before she runs, and I'm so impressed. It's so dangerous.
So
I'm
we'll come in here and we'll talk to her, and then you can go out to the track. What time are you?
No.
You can go out for lunch.
No. No,
let
I'm
it go
going.
The whole day.
I'm going to go the whole day. Trust me, it'll be great radio.
But here's what I demand. Someone holding your hair back after race 7 while you have a spew.
And someone hold my shoes.
Your shoes. Yeah. Or so throwing up in a bin.
I promise.
Any of the above.
No, I'm not going to bring shame
into tears,
to us.
Pushing a cop into a rose bush. That's a good one.
Hey, that's tempting.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Kennedy Molloy's Sports Wrap.
Here it is. Great news, Jane Kennedy. Why don't you bowl this
one?
All right,
I'll bowl this
in. Involving our own Ash Barty.
It is. And she is somebody who we're so proud of, who does a great job as being an ambassador for tennis around the world for us. She's on top of the tennis world, literally.
Yep.
She's ending the year as world number one. Congratulations. And not only that, she's won $6.4 million, and that puts her ahead of the blokes of this season.
Can I just say something?
What?
I just like to see a world where men get equal pay with women in sport.
Oh, bless you.
Because no man's ever been offered a check the size. That is the biggest single winning check in tennis history.
It was the season ending WTA finals in Shenzhen.
And I hope I see the day when men.
Oh,
can
do you?
Be paid.
I don't know
at an
where.
Equal
you've struggled
level.
So long and hard over all these years. It
well,
just doesn't seem right.
I don't understand to see that.
So hard.
See you just take that check. And for us, you go.
When
know.
Are women going to stop
I don't know. In my lifetime.
Think.
If I see it in my lifetime.
Oh, no.
Wow. It'd be great to see.
Her
congratulations. I think she won. Not that she says. She says to even herself, the money's not that important. And I kind of believe it. Normally when people say that.
Yes.
She lives a pretty simple lifestyle. She likes getting at home, on the couch.
She likes
with
training.
She likes
actually
training.
Being professional.
She seems to genuinely like the game she plays, as opposed to most other tennis stars in this country.
And
I think she's won $16 million for the year.
Yeah. Yeah, good for her.
She was in Shenzhen.
Shenzhen.
Here she is thanking the city. I'm not sure how well it went down.
Okay.
First and foremost, it's thank you to the city of Shenzhen. It's been an incredible new era, I suppose, in women's tennis.
I love her even more.
I love her too.
They just
even
hand
more.
You $6.4 million, and that's how you thank them.
And how about this for one of the biggest compliments as an Australian? Forget Australian of the Year. Forget all that.
Yeah.
Forget sports for all that. Mm. Vegemite has changed its name, and it just couldn't be better timing.
Two,
Bartymite.
Bartymite? Oh, I laid me up with
that's
some Bartymite.
That's isn't it? Bartymite? Yeah.
I don't mind it.
I think that's
spread
great.
Some Bartymite, my toast.
Bartymite. So that's good for her.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm pretty sure it's called Bartymite.
If you've done it too much, well, you're probably off for a Barty Farty.
Hey, see?
What?
You had to go and spoil it. We're all just... saying how well she's done.
You can serve it at a Barty party, but don't eat too much because you might do a Barty Farty.
Do you know why she laughed at that? She's only 23.
Mick loves
She's
it.
So
and
young.
Do you know what? She's a massive Tigers fan. She's a massive.
No.
We're going so she well. Is.
She's a massive Richmond fan.
So well.
I was so enjoying
it. Right around to watch.
Spoil it now.
To watch
yellow and black.
The grand final. On the couch with me while we have some Barty Mine.
All right. All right. What about Steve Smith?
What about Steve Smith? He's just a masterclass over the weekend in T20. All of a sudden, things are looking very good for Australia in the T20 format. Not my favourite, but I'll allow it.
Yep.
And he went cocoa bananas.
He went bananas. Can
against
we hear
Pakistan.
A bit?
Let's have a listen to hear the man weaving his magic.
The face crunched it through point.
And he brings up his 50 this time. Continues to make runs in all forms of threat.
Smith through the gap. Precise. Oh, look at this man, Steve Smith. Again he picks the gap. Again he finds the boundary.
Oh, it's off the back of the bat.
I'm not sure I can even describe that. That's the late ramp off the back of the bat, you feel?
That's the shot of the night for me.
Australia win the match on the back of a Steve Smith masterclass by 7 wickets.
How good was
Unreal.
That?
They often say that, masterclass.
No.
That's a real compliment.
It is. And people have been doubting him in T20. However, he has such an unorthodox style. He can make runs in 360 degrees. His wagon wheel is just, there's nothing that's
so
off.
Good.
Off the menu. So well done to him.
Can I ask a question about the Australian players in the T20? Have their uniform changed? Or am I going mad?
Thankfully, yes.
Yes.
It used to be canary yellow.
Yes, it looks
which
so
is same
good
as
now.
One day. There's so many different variations.
I really like it now. Anyway, that was not very important.
So good on you, Steve Smith.
Well done.
Can I just announce something? Just quickly?
Yeah.
That Front Bar is going to be doing Front Bar Cricket. We're going to do two shows.
Oh, you're
joking. Kidding.
No, on the eve of the first and the second.
Wow, you kept that one under your hat.
Yeah. Oh, I've only just found out.
I
had no idea. I hope
That's
everyone
awesome.
Else knows.
Yeah, have you got the details?
The 21st and the 28th of November.
Of the test.
On the eve of one test and after the first day of the other. We have we've got big names, so this will be national front bar cricket.
This is brilliant
Sam
news.
Pang.
Yeah, Sam Pang, myself, and Andy Ma. And
yeah.
I can't. Some of the guests.
Think
of some of your favourite cricketers,
Lily,
over the journey.
I've got a few on my sleeve.
They'll be there.
One name
I can announce, Ricky Ponting will be joining
us. Oh, brilliant!
Live awesome. On set.
That's nuts.
There's half a show.
Yeah.
Right there.
That's
so
very
looking
exciting
forward.
News.
Get involved or keep you posted closer.
Please
to the
time. Do. Please do. We'll look forward to seeing
exciting
that.
News.
Speaking
of
sporting legends, Nick Natanui is going to join us in the second hour.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
An 11-year-old John Paul Young arrived in the country with his family from Scotland in the 60s and would go on to become one of the country's most iconic music artists.
I hit the music, love's in the air, take a look at me, yesterday's hero.
He's achieved over 4 million album sales worldwide, is an ARIA Hall of Famer, and has even received an Order of Australia for his services to charity and the music industry. In the coming months, he's heading back out on the road with the All-Star Band, celebrating the timeless songs of Harry Vander and George Young. Please welcome to the show, legend of the Aussie music scene, John Paul Young.
Hooray!
Oh, wow.
Yes. Wow. How are you?
Did I just blow your ears out there?
That was a big rap.
That was a big rap. Yeah. Firstly, let's start yesterday. Congratulations.
Oh, thank
what
you.
What a great effort that was. It was a perfectly chosen and pitched song for the occasion. And it's the first time I've ever met you, but you could have been riding yesterday. you could have done the song and then gone and jumped on a horse.
Of course.
Because Molly
you never
used to
know.
Call, what did Molly used to call you? Was it Squeak?
Squeak.
Squeak.
And did you never minded it, though, did you?
No, but, you know, when you reach your 60s, it sort of sounds
a bit
weird, you know. Sounds a bit weird.
Because our first contact with you, obviously, was from watching Countdown in those early days, and they're great stuff. We're going to play one of your songs from that era.
Yeah.
But I was just a huge fan, and I saw some of your mystifying interviews with Molly. And you could almost see the point where you stop concentrating and go, what is this man doing?
He had such affection for you, and that's what
indeed,
I pick up. And
indeed.
You had affection for him.
That's
so
right.
That's
I just did Rock the Boat, and he was on there with me as well. So,
you
knew that.
You could feel the love. But yesterday, those one-off gigs, how do they go? Are they frightening?
Well, the thing is, I've been flattered beyond belief because some of the Twitterati thought I was miming, you know.
And this is for the Melbourne Cup yesterday.
Yes,
people thought you mimed.
And they thought that was an insult. And it's such a compliment.
Well, I want to go, and who were you replacing, basically?
Well, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And no exactly. bigger compliment than to replace Taylor Swift.
That's right.
I
and I tell you what, I look okay in it.
Because these one-offs are hard and they can go wrong. Do you remember Meatloaf at the AFL Grand
Final? Oh, yeah.
That's what I would have played you just before you went on.
Oh, no. JP Wise heard this, have you?
No, enough.
Oh,
enough,
no, you'll have nightmares. Were you able to enjoy yourself after seeing?
Indeed I was, yes. I went to the Birdcage and hung about in
pretty
number
fancy.
One Oliver, and then I went to the Lexus tent. A friend of mine was there.
That's great. And you said one thing that I saw a lot of men complaining about yesterday. Normally women complain about their shoes, but there's so many things that we get now that we can put pads in and special gels so your feet don't hurt. Okay. You had terrible problem with your shoes.
I had new shoes. And
he's got
big
did you have to do the walk of shame with the with your shoes in your hand?
Yes, and I was assured, oh, we'll get a little buggy back from the birdcage.
Yes.
Didn't turn up.
Oh, no.
So I had to walk. And I was,
of all people, you deserved to have that buggy. Your show that you are going on the road with and doing, and you've been doing it, have you said, for a while, the Vander and Young Songbook, are honestly some of the most extraordinary songwriters in the world and such amazing songs, JP Wise.
It's just wonderful. It's such a delight. It's such a delight that I really can't be bothered just doing my own show. I'd much rather do this because I get to do my own songs, but I also get to do things like...
Do you do Hey,
St. Peter, and I'm Down Among the Dead Men.
Oh, I love that.
I do the Evie trilogy.
Oh, my God.
You know, and
I
it's
can't
just.
Wait to go.
Yeah.
And can I say, your pipes are in career best form because that yesterday, it was it was such.
And you weren't miming. Let's just make that clear,
I was
everyone.
You dominated. How do you.
Yeah, how do you stay
in shape?
How does that
happen? Is
it
good clean living? I hope not.
No, it's not. I don't know. There is no answer. There is no. I don't know. I just get on with it. I think that's.
Are you still amazed? Because another mate of of mine is Daryl Braithwaite, not Mix.
Dazza.
Dazza.
He does horses all the time. He does horses at Mooney Valley for the Cox Plate.
He does.
That's his big
he
thing.
He does.
And then to see you.
And you're amazed how loved you guys are and such a new audience that has come and discovered your music.
Yeah. Oh, it's just great, you know. We always have a laugh about it. It's our one-trick ponies, we call it.
Well, hang on, because you were both in the Hall of Fame, and you were both former King of Pops as well.
That's correct. Actually, to this day, if Daryl was to ring me right now, he would say, John, it's Daryl Braithwaite here, King of Pop, 1975, 76, 77. And I always say, yeah, but I was 78 and I am still the reigning King of Pop.
Was there no more King of Pops after
78? There was none after me.
Now, I'm not to, you know, put a blight on your behaviour, but why did it stop with you? Why didn't anybody else get it going?
Was it a reign of terror?
No, it stopped. And
John Farnham
did my career.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing.
No.
Well, we used to call it the kiss of death.
Oh, that's like when the gold... But the gold Logie's the kiss of death and has been.
Well, there you go. You know, that's what happened.
And Hall of Fame. So what year were you Hall of Fame?
Don't ask
Do you
me
remember?
That. 2011, I think.
Because Daryl Braithwaite is Hall of Fame. Once for his... For Sherbert.
You're not heading down
which
this
is fantastic.
Again.
But also,
JP Wise here.
For his solo work, which to me is, I'm not convinced he's.
I beg your pardon, One Summer.
Great career.
The Horses is a cover.
We don't care.
Am I right?
He made it famous.
He made it famous.
He even had a tenuous connection with a Grammy, and he tried to throw that one on me once, and I wouldn't accept it. Wouldn't accept it. No, not at all.
Do you want to hang around? Could you mind? We're going to play a song of yours, and if you don't have anywhere to go, we'd like to get stuck in. This is one of your songs from the early days. We'll talk about it off the back.
It is Yesterday's Hero, John Paul Young, playing in Melbourne at Palms at Crown this Friday. Got all the other dates right after this. JPY is with us.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
John Paul Young and Yesterday's Heroes. He's in studio with us right now on Kennedy Malloy. Friday, Palms at Crown, Campbelltown at the Cube on Saturday, then Hornsby RSL next Friday, on the 22nd at Canberra SC Club, and the Juniors at Kingsford on Friday, December 13. JohnPaulYoung.com.au for those tickets.
So the first time that song comes across your desk, what do you do? How was that presented to you?
How do they play it to you? bandering out?
Oh, well, we had a couple of no-shows before that. We had a couple of songs that just didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One was actually banned. It was called Bad Trip. And they thought it was about drugs.
Like that.
You should re-release that today.
Yeah, but it wasn't about drugs. It was actually about somebody throwing themselves in front of a train.
Oh, okay.
Oh, very nice subject.
I would still go with it.
A little bit of a downer.
You still want to go with it?
That should be your encore for the live show. The previously unheard
bad trip. If it had a good bass line, then surely.
No, that song was written, as they wrote that song about their own experience after the Easy Beats.
Hey, what about, so tell me about Countdown.
Oh, but sorry, I just want to say with that song that you told us off air,
There's
the newsreader saying, here is the news and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell everyone who it was.
Well, the last voice you hear that says, here he is, the sensational, it's Michael Caton. From,
that is amazing.
From the castle.
Yeah, there you go.
And from everything else.
There you go. Uncle Harry himself.
Uncle Harry.
Well, that's how we cast him as Uncle Harry into the castle. But, yeah, that is amazing that was. So you.
Wow.
I mean, he was just a young gigging actor, were you?
Fantastic.
Yeah, from Superstar, from JC Superstar.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Superstar. Yeah.
All right, so you play it live on Countdown. Can you just tell me, I've asked everyone from the guys from the Split Ends and all bands what it was like to be on Countdown in those days, because it was one of the rare, it was a television event where you'd gather around the TV on a Sunday
evening. Yeah. And it was live.
You'd get ready and go bang. What was it like?
Well, again, because of that live thing, you know, once they started tape, that was it.
Yeah,
and they didn't stop. And I remember once Molly got a bee in his bonnet about people being late. And we landed at Tullamarine, and Pig Morgan, my keyboard player, said, I'll drive, I know where we're going. And he took us to Channel O.
Oh,
Yeah.
So we went to Nunna Wadding, and then when we eventually got back to Elsternwick, Molly was out the front.
Seething.
Arms folded.
Like an angry parent.
And he said, right, that's it, you're off the show. And I just went,
oh, my God.
Okay. And I got back in the car and drove off, and he wanted a fight, and I wouldn't give him one.
I remember that incident.
Oh, it's hard for Molly to talk, really, because I remember at Triple M, there was a big discussion in a boardroom one day about whether to sack Molly because of his drunken behaviour. And as they concluded the meeting, they heard a ruffling from under the boardroom table, and they looked under, and it was Molly.
He was fast asleep. Now, one of the other songs, Love in the Air, Love is in the Air, of course. Now, was that a revival? Well, it must have been a revival in some terms when Strictly Ballroom and Baz Luhrmann chose that song to be in the movie.
Yes, it was. It was a revival then. But, you know, originally it came out of Standing in the Rain, which was a B-side that we sent over. We sent over Keep On Smiling to Germany.
Yes.
But the Germans did not want to Keep On Smiling. So they flipped it over and found Standing in the Rain.
Not enough tuba.
And it was a big hit, and George and Harry got the message and thought, well, if that's what they want, let's find something else.
Something uplifting. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. JPY, we could talk to you for hours. So in fact, you were doing radio show as well. That's why I met you.
I was.
So where did you guys meet? Pardon me?
Oh, well.
2CH in Sydney.
2CH in Sydney. Yeah. JPY interviewed me. I mean, I'm quite famous.
About what?
Yeah.
Oh, well, never you mind.
Yeah. Yeah. If I remember correctly, I started a joke.
You did too.
Yeah.
Which was very apt. I think it was for Frontline, something like that, many years ago.
So just to be clear, you don't think Del Braithwaite should be in the Hall of Fame for his...
Certainly not.
Don't encourage him.
Well
done.
Please
don't do
Thanks for swinging by. Where can people find
those dates? All right, so this Friday, Palms at Crown, the Cube in Campbelltown, then Hornsby, Canberra and Kingsford, johnpaulyoung.com.au. What an absolute thrill.
Have
a legend
you,
in the studio.
Thank you very much, guys.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Personally, I think you're a idiot.
Most definitely inept.
You are big trouble.
He has set off a world of woe.
I hate beetroot.
You blistering idiot!
Jane thinks that all men are idiots.
We have people that are stupid.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
Oh, yes, they are.
Bit harsh.
Yeah.
You know, present company excluded.
Well, that's yourself saying present company excluded. All right.
What do you got, Kennedy?
A man was caught on camera launching a firework rocket from his backside.
Men are idiots.
And the issue is?
Well, do you know the great thing is? There's not only audio, there's vision of it.
But this is what? This is standard Bucks Party 101.
You're joking.
How is this a story?
What is wrong?
Man launches
men are idiots. Why would you put a firecracker up your bum?
Because
I don't understand.
To entertain your mate.
What can go so wrong?
Mate, this is like
go wrong. What, explosives, fire?
There was a guy called Screaming Lord Byron who was a stand-up comic. From England. I saw him do this on many occasions, and he'd finish his act by sticking a Roman candle, dropping his pants, sticking a Roman candle
his between his butt cheeks,
and bending down to God Save the Queen. And that's how he finished his act. And he would strafe the room with Roman candleballs, and you go back every night going, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
I want to see more.
Again, this segment is called...
Oh, you're men are idiots.
Men are idiots.
Have you got the guy?
Yes, I've got the guy. Here's the great news. And you know what I love even more?
Hey, kids, try this at home.
Just have a listen to his accent. It just makes it so much better.
I've got it.
Really? Kobe, that's what a sky your ass. I did it. Oh, my God. It's burned up your back. Your t-shirt's wrecked.
Oh, my God.
Video's on Twitter, by the way, Kennedy Malloy. That's unbelievable.
See, I'm laughing at the audio. Imagine seeing it.
This is the last bit that
can
you hear.
See it?
Like a bang. Yeah,
on Twitter, at Kennedy Malloy. Yeah,
and on Twitter, at Kennedy Malloy.
You got to check that.
That is rolled gold entertainment.
So right. Good.
That should. I'd be proud if that was one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear it again.
Right. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, can we hear it again? Because I like the last bit.
You can hear, they light it, then you can hear the wick fizzing.
Yes.
And then you can hear an explosion at the end. Here we go.
I've got it.
Really? Kobe, that's what a sky your ass. I did it. Oh my God. It's burned up your back. Your t-shirt's wrecked.
It burns his bottom. Totally burns his bottom. That is a lesson. It's not funny. Don't do it. I don't.
We have liftoff. That's launching. That's okay. That's man pressing the boundaries.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
Okay, I've got another
that's
one.
That's a good one.
Well done,
right.
Man.
This right, is not else? So much an injury as just, this was to do with the Melbourne Cup because it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's certain outfits that, you know, you've got to have a certain attire to enter because you'd like to keep yourself nice. Men are in suits, whatever. Oh, and
yes. Yeah.
An elderly gentleman had his day ruined because he was turned away from the exclusive bird cage for, well, let's just say one of the most awesome fashion crimes you could ever commit.
What is?
He was wearing a cravat.
Oh.
Men are idiots.
Now,
just want a cravat to the races.
Sorry. If you look at the dress code of the VRC, there are to be no cravats. A cravat is not a tie.
But they can change that rule. They've changed the rule to allow no socks.
Well, they still have not because not acceptable includes duffel coats.
Duffel coats? What?
Torn or ripped clothing.
A duffel coat should win fashions on the field, I would have thought.
Beanies.
Beanies? Oh. It's been an incident.
And no cravats. A moustached security guard in a purple blazer apparently told this man.
So cravats historically must have been seen as a bit,
yes. Well,
about town, a bit
Larish. Bon vivant,
yes.
A bit
dandy.
But do you know what? A bit dandy. I do recall.
Dave Graney will never get in.
Well, Matt right. Preston was not allowed to get into one of the bird cages because he had a cravat.
Yeah, and that's he probably didn't get correct weight. I would have popped him on the scales first.
Oh my God! I've got another one for you. Ready?
Where? What?
A man was really embarrassed and left red-faced because he got stuck in a drain.
Men are idiots.
Well, that's not the idiotic part. Oh. See, maybe he was trying to save a baby kitten or a child.
Yeah.
Well, this man was trapped in a grate in Epping because he was trying to retrieve a thong.
Men are idiots.
And I'm not talking underwear thong. I'm talking about a rubber thong that costs about $4.
Oof.
Paramedics had to arrive at the scene. To find the man's legs firmly trapped in the drain.
Jeez.
I see. I take your point.
What? That's just stupid.
Was there a bit of footwear you'd think you would retrieve from a drain? I'd go for a Dunlop volley.
No.
I would go. I need that.
Louboutins.
Nah, oh, yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know those shoes? They've got the red sole.
Good Lord.
Oh, what am I dealing with here? Play that again.
Men are idiots.
All right. Have you got the one about Gary Meehan?
Oh, yes, I have. Gary Meehan, unfortunately, crashed in a high-speed motorcycle accident at Phillip Island. Now, this isn't funny. He was lucky to escape serious injury after a track day at the Phillip Island circuit. He was on a 1,000cc BMW. It was badly damaged. He went off the track and on the grass, and he said, thank goodness for my gear, which did its job.
Can I suggest something?
Mm?
I'd like to know if George Colombaros had been playing around with his bike.
Is that because he's not in the new show?
Not in the show, am I?
One little plug. Boom. What does this do? Might pull out.
Maybe him and Matt Preston should do a show with a motorbike and the sidecar, like Two Fat Ladies. It's called Two Fat Bastards. two Fat Bastards and do a show.
That has great potential.
All right, we get the idea. 1-3-5-3
No, idiots.
If you've got any more idiots, men are idiots. Seems a bit unfair to me, but I'll allow it.
Yeah.
1-3-5-3 give us a call. Otherwise, we've got plenty to play on.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Santo Chilaro is going to join us in the second hour on Kennedy Malloy. Well, Jane Kennedy McMahon.
Be a load of fun. Lots to, for
Excellent.
Him to talk about. We're going to talk about a Red Dust comedy night that's coming up that's got some of the funniest people in this country. Celia Pequola, Will Anderson, Peter Hellier.
Yep.
If I'm in town, I may swing by and drop a lazy 10. down at the Esplanade
That'll
Hotel,
excellent.
Down
excellent.
In Melbourne. We'll get the details, but this will be one of the great nights for one of the great organisations that we love being involved in. Santo will tell you more. Before we get there, though, this is fantastic news, and I'm surprised you didn't bring this to the table, Dave.
What's that?
Considering you're a International Space Station
nerd. Oh, I do love my lunar talk, yeah. What do you got?
Well, 12 bottles of wine have been delivered to the space station.
Oh, okay.
Now, is this for them
12
to drink?
Bottles of French wine, and that's to last them a year. How would you go, Jane?
Weekend, you mean? Weekend or night. Actually, we've probably been through 12 a night, haven't we?
The bottles imagine getting drunk in zero altitude.
Now,
what kind of...
I don't know, what effect would it have on you? What would happen?
Well,
is this what they're trying to find out? Is it? Why did they send them?
Can you pop a cork? Would a cork pop or not?
It would. It'd just sort of drift off, wouldn't it?
Okay, so it says that the wine's going to age for a year before returning.
This is a great experiment.
And they say researchers...
This is why we go to these frontiers to see if you can drink wine.
Well, it's important if you're up in space for a long time. They're going to find out how weightlessness and space radiation affect the aging process. And the goal is to develop new flavours and properties for the food industry.
So I could take up a bottle of Grange, it's like 94.
And see what happens.
By the time I bring it back to Earth, it'll be 64. Right. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it is. It's going to see whether it does age up. So it's at its peak, whether you're in weightlessness, whether it does something to the properties.
In space, no one can hear you get glass. Did you know that?
No.
That would be fun. I imagine they've been doing that. In fact, I think they've been serving alcohol in space for a while. I've got a rare reference of Neil Armstrong landing on the moon.
Oh, have you?
Listen.
Let me drag that in. Hang on, find it. Oh, here it is.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Shut up, Armstrong, you dickhead. You really shit me. I'm sorry, mate. I love you, Neil. Come here, Neil. Here. I guess stop, Neil. Where's Buzz? Buzz? I love you, Buzz.
Wow.
Who's that? Is that Michael? Is it the other one?
It can't be Buzz.
He was
looking for Buzz, unless he's talking to about himself.
that's funny.
Well, what about this one? Have you got this one? Listen.
Houston, we have a problem.
We only have Merlot. we have run out of the 90.
Disaster.
We've run out of the 90. We've run out of the 97.
Disaster.
Good Lord, man.
Wow. A French astronaut has taken a bottle of wine aboard the
French
shuttle Discovery.
Astronaut.
And it remained corked in orbit. That's very human.
But remained corked.
Yes.
I didn't have a glass.
No, because I don't know why. You know what the French are like.
Waste.
No.
What about
they also had other things there.
What? Like what?
In the same capsule, they sent out that oven for baking chocolate chip cookies, as well as...
I suggest there might be some dope on that.
And this one, samples of carbon fibre used by a Lamborghini.
Oh, it sounds like a load. Sounds like a party.
Just a load up.
There was some kind of party on the International Space Station.
I don't know if there was any hot chicks going on.
What is it, an Airbnb now or something?
Is it? The space station's current crew includes 3 Americans, 2 Russians, and an Italian. It's not a joke. It's a true situation. There you go. The
Italians will ding it.
But they can't drink.
That's why they should send Frankie Dettori.
It's not their pilot.
Idiot. Oh. All right, when we come back, speaking of the eye ties.
Yes.
Santo Chilaro.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And coming up in this hour, a bustling entertainment report.
I'll give
you a couple of headlines. Kruger, back to Channel 7.
Wow.
That's my network.
Bombshell.
I better okay this.
Yeah, you better.
Sesame Street turns 50. What? We'll get to the bottom of that. Our guest will be Nick Natanui.
He's coming in. He's written a really, really good kids book.
A lot of it goes over my head, but I'll take your word
for it. It's beautiful.
Is it a
page
turner?
It's very emotional.
For what, page turner?
From ages 3 to 6.
Well, all right. Done your homework, have you?
That's right up your alley, isn't it?
Hey, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, so much more, but we'll start at the top with this bloke.
Last year, Santo Chilaro joined Mick and Jane for a visit to the Red Centre and experienced life in Yundamu, a community 3.5 hours northwest of Alice Springs.
Jane, you'd be interested in the cooking show, How to Cook Kangaroos, Malu. Step one, these are the bullets you need. Now, imagine that in a cookbook.
He's probably prepared earlier.
This is what you'll need. You'll need garlic, lemon.
Step it up, Matt Preston.
And Santo's joining Will Anderson, Pete Hellyer, Tripod, and more special guests for the Red Dust Christmas Comedy Gala at Melbourne's ESPY Hotel December 11, with all funds raised on the night going to Red Dust's health and capacity building programs. And we welcome him back to the show now, Santo Chilaro.
Santo,
Hello, mate, how are you?
Going to do stand-up?
It's slightly misleading. I might be there on the night. I'll be serving finger food.
If I come, would you agree to do a Santo the Magnificent?
A live Santo the Magnificent.
We have done that before, have we not?
That's good.
My favourite, what was it? Was you going, I'm going to juggle fruit salad?
Oh, yeah, no.
Have you blown it?
That's like saying, I'll tell you the joke about...
I've just done what you told me to. I'm about to juggle 8 different fruits, and he brings out a tin of fruits.
Yeah, that's funny.
I have been...
we'll do it. We'll get it right.
I have been... That was a portrait for the...
The Archibald.
Someone painted me in the Archibald Prize juggling 8 different fruits. So throwing a tin of fruits.
Strangely enough, it didn't win.
It didn't make it to first base.
Oh, that's sad.
Now, Dave has told us that it's what? The 30th anniversary
30
of?
30 years of 5 in a row in a couple of weeks, yeah.
5 in a row, which officially didn't involve the Hunter Brothers because we were 5 more in a row. But we have the Hunter Brothers
here. You played Mark Hunter and I played Todd Hunter.
Funnily enough, you're looking very similar to what they look like in the clip now.
No padding required.
In fact, you had to lose weight to do that, didn't you, Nick?
are we going to hear any of it?
Oh, I can get some for you.
Oh, yeah.
But listen to this sound. This is at the risk of sounding like the secret sound competition. What is this sound?
Oh, jeez.
That's your packet of cigarettes.
No, that sounds like it's going in a car.
Yeah.
It's a cassette.
It's a casingle.
Oh, my
God. A single.
Crazy.
Recommended price, $2.99. You know, I was trying to...
That looks good value because there's a lot that goes into a single. You got your case.
You got some kind of time capsule at home, have you?
Or, I wanted to listen to this yesterday, and I do have a cassette player at home, and it wouldn't play. It just wouldn't play. And one of my boys... I just dropped the cassette. One of my boys asked whether it was geo-blocked. I said, mate, no.
Right.
This is a cassette.
Santo, you've also brought in the 5-in-a-row gold record that we all got one of.
Yes,
I've got mine somewhere. Do you have this somewhere? Have you got your mum and dad keep it like all of us?
I was literally, I've got something which I think you know about, Mick. I've got an analog room in my house now.
It's just a
VCR player, cassette player. So there's nothing digital allowed in there, and I'm just putting it together now. And I found this.
Where it belongs.
It's where it belongs. It doesn't play.
It's an Aria gold record.
I brought this along just so that we could, for Dave.
You know, yeah,
so
we've got a My Generation special coming up.
Well, where's the My Generation? Let him get his plug in.
No, it's coming up in a couple of weeks' time when the anniversary is
A couple of weeks'
due.
Time. We're going to play 5 in a row in just a minute. I've made an executive decision.
We're going to do that.
What were the roles that you played in the 5 in a row and 5 more in a row?
Yes.
I'm going to tick off... Barnsley.
That's what, I had to put blue tack behind my ears for that role. That's how demanding it was.
In front of a very big fire?
We weren't allowed to light the fire, Jane.
But what was happening?
The fire brigade came along and said, no, you're not allowed to light that fire to make it look like the cane field. So Tony Martin and Tom Gleisner pretended to light a fire. They were trying to light it, and what happened at the very end, they threw a kerosene-soaked piece of handkerchief over their shoulders, and then we cut.
Right. So my memory is of you screaming in a leather jacket.
No, that's Barnsley.
That's real Barnsley.
But do you remember Barnsley? I think it told us on this show, the story, when they actually filmed the original film clip. They set the cane fields on fire and snakes and everything just came flying
everywhere
out of the bush towards him. So he was standing there singing in front of dangerous wildlife headed towards him.
And it went up really quick, he said, too. It would have felt it.
Now, I remember who else you played, and it was from Little River Band.
Glenn Shorrock.
I believe you were Glenn Shorrock, a very elderly at the time, Glenn Shorrock.
Yes. But here's what I remember, Jane.
With a walking frame.
Now, here's the thing about that. This is the skill. This is the skill set. This is the dedication I bring to the part. Glenn Shorrock has a slight lisp.
Yes.
I had to mime with a lisp.
All right. Well, you were dedicated to your part of miming.
Can we hold that thought?
Yeah.
Let's go to it.
We'll do it. We're
breaking ranks here. And
here you go, everyone.
Enjoy. D-Generation, 5 in a row.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There you go. I think it's all very funny. Have you got some jokes from the Kasingal? Mitch is on the line. Mitch, you've got something to say?
Yeah, I was waiting for you guys to mention when you were going through Santo's characters, Wayne from St Albans.
Of course.
Like the best part of the comedy part of the record.
It's interesting how you overpronounced that. You said Wayne from St Albans. It's Wayne from Snorbins.
That's right.
It's all one word.
Yeah. You must be calling from Victoria, are you, Mitch?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that was when Santo and the gang were on a Melbourne breakfast show.
Yeah.
And used to do Wayne from St Albans, who was a hoon sort of woggy character. I can say woggy because I'm in front of you right now, saying it to your face.
You offended me a little bit. You can say that. But that was back in the days when we weren't smart enough to take phone calls from people. You know, we would actually think, you know, you'd have to write all your own comedy all the time.
Oh, right. We didn't think people would call.
You used to ring in to your own show.
Hey, inside this Kasingal, there are other tracks that have been...
Well, I just realised that we went on beyond... Because what we did is, on the cover of the Kasingal, we had the first five songs of the chart. So it goes, Sadie, the 1989 remix, John Farnham.
Johnny.
Waiting for a Headache, Jimmy Barnes. So it's just the artists on this particular one. Yes. So it was Roll Out the Barrel by the Little River Band.
Right.
Locomotion, the 89th remix by Colin Minogue. And James Rain.
I think James Rain might be my favourite. It's hard to pick a favourite because they're all, but geez. But
John Harrison did that a very fine job on
John
that.
Harrison,
so we want to say a shout out to John.
And very fine lawyer too. He is now.
Let's Talk Backwards was the first time I ever saw him on stage with you and the gang.
And if you're in any trouble, John will help you. He's now a lawyer.
That show is so old. That theatre show is so old. It was in black and white. Then we went on with another 40 tracks.
What have you got?
And none of them are pretty good. Am I allowed to say Put Another Log on the Table by Don Lane? Was it number 13?
Possibly not, but never mind.
No, I don't say that. Yep. Handel's Messiah by the Shantuzis. This is Copper Art Road by Pete Smith.
That's so good.
Copper Art Road.
It's Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Wah Wah Nee. You can't say that.
It's a great trip down memory lane. Now, we need to talk quickly about Red Dust. We talked about, we had so much fun at Yuendamu last year. We did a week of shows from there. It's a great having access to these communities, these Indigenous communities.
And congratulations. You guys won the award.
We
for
did
best
win
radio
a group
show.
Effort for a community award.
An ACRA, which
we're really
it's
proud
the one we're
of
most
that.
Proud of, yeah. And it's the only one we really wanted to win.
And you know what? There's so many charities, there's so many causes around that people just go, God, I just don't know what to do. But I'll tell you what, this is really important as part of being in Australia, that Red Dust is doing such amazing work. Can
tell
you just
us what
expand
they do.
What they do?
All they do is they work in partnership with communities. So we
now that's important.
That is so important.
They don't preach just, to everyone.
Absolutely not. And all it is just to try and roll out some proper health and well-being programs. That's all it is. It's pretty simple.
Yep.
It's pretty simple. And you do that by getting athletes out there, you know, singers, you know, whatever.
Well, it's inspiring the kids who are around the communities and the teenagers as well.
Yes.
And this is where role models come in.
It's really incredible. It's a great experience.
So that everyone out there can stand on their own two feet as well as walk in two different worlds as well, if that's what they want to do.
Well, that's the interesting thing because it is two different worlds.
It's not government funded.
At all.
So it's raising money is an important issue and you've come up with a cracking idea. Tell us about it.
The Red Dust Christmas Comedy Gala, that's all it is. So if you're not in Melbourne and you want an excuse to come down around Christmas time, the lineup is unbelievable.
Celia
Pakola, Will Anderson, Peter Hellyer, Sean Chilborough, Dane Simpson, Tripod is there, and others. There's a whole lot of others. Mick, I heard you say if you're around.
If I'm around, I may be on a national tour at that stage myself, but if I'm in town, I'll swing by. And
Santo, is this correct? You're going on, have you been paying attention on Monday night?
No.
Oh.
Am I really? I haven't heard that yet. That'd be good if I could do it.
Can I be the studio audience?
You might know somebody.
I promise that I didn't know that. It could be, but I doubt it.
Two tickets for the studio audience, please.
But the Red Dust Comedy Gala, it's at 7 p.m. Wednesday, the 11th of December. There's not many tickets left. You can, and it's at the ESPY.
The
legendary ESPY, which is the first place that you
first place I ever did a stand up.
What's your first joke?
First joke live on stage. I came out with a brick in each hand, and I said, "I'm not saying I'm nervous or anything, but I just found these in my pants."
That's good.
That is fantastic.
And you realise how desperate you are for a laugh when you're prepared to carry two bricks all around town to comedy gigs. At 11 o'clock at night.
You can pay, it's either $120 if you want to sit down, proper sit down, or it's $80. Even though it sounds like a lot, $80, you do get two drinks and you get finger food and everything. So it is a genuine party.
Now, this can be a really good thing.
The Cracking Hotel, by the way, can I say we did a front bar, final edition from the Esplanade Hotel. It's one of the great pubs.
So I was going to say, if people around who are not in the city of Victoria, not in Victoria, not in Melbourne, plan to come down, and what a treat. What a great Christmas present for someone, too,
Christmas
to come along and do that. So you can book a cheap flight and go and...
I love it. Next time you come on, I want to talk about some cricket stories. You've had some cricketers up on these
I heard you say that you're doing the cricket. I've got some nice ones for you.
Have you? We'll talk about it next time.
Good on you, Santo.
Nat Nui coming up soon, too.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Our next guest, Nick Natanui, discovered Aussie rules football growing up in Perth in the late 90s and would progress through the ranks to become the sport's number two draft pick and burst onto the AFL scene with the West Coast Eagles in 2009.
Natanui's come back. Can he do the miraculous? He does!
How good was that?
Natanui!
Jumping over the top of Sam Lands, which is a fair effort.
It's out of Natanui's
over the goal! Presses to the ground. What a staggering athlete he is.
The great man of Western Australia, one of the cult heroes, off his left foot from about 40 metres. I have not seen that before.
Nick's also been busy off the field this season, writing his first children's book.
It's called Little Nick's Big Day.
And he joins us today to talk about that and all things Nick Nat as we welcome to the show, Nick Natanui.
Hey, Nick. Welcome to Kennedy Molloy. What's harder, playing AFL football or writing a children's book?
Oh, I reckon writing a children's book's hard. That little intro is pretty cool, though. That's something I need for every game,
welcome.
Every week.
Oh,
Thank you very much.
Well, it's not undue because you're a champ and amazing footballer. And it's a really big deal to put a book out like this. I read it today, I have to admit. It's not like a novel because it's for kids. That's right. So I'm a pretty fast reader. But it made me cry because it's so sweet and so beautiful. So congratulations.
Awesome, thank you very much.
Yeah, most of it went over my head. but I think I understood most of it. Congratulations, because it's a great little book and with some sound advice for kids.
Well, it's beautiful
of all
messages.
Types, colours, persuasions, sexes, and everything. So yeah. The underlying principle here is get involved. You're all part of the one big family.
Can you talk to us, Nick? Why you decided to do this? Because it's not a regular thing for a footballer to put out a kids' book.
Yeah, it's as much as it is a kids' book, it is built for my teammates because a lot of big pictures and little words. It probably fits the mold for many footballers out there.
Right.
But
who could read from that at half time in the room?
Something that's probably been a year in the making. It was something, you know, obviously being a footballer, you attend a lot of schools and you read books and you have a lot of interaction with the children. So for me, I found a niche, and especially with the multicultural role I have with the AFL, I felt this is an important thing to do and just to accept and I guess celebrate people's differences.
Were you a shy kid when you started school?
I was. I was a small, little, skinny, shy kid.
No, I don't believe you.
Small.
Yeah, I was tiny. I was
small. He was 6 foot four.
Fiji in terms.
Sorry. But yeah, it was hard to blend in, and my avenue, my way I was accepted into the community was through this funny shaped red football. So that helped me be a little bit cooler and gain a few mates.
Your mum features in this book, and sadly she has passed, but she is featured as being a very strong role model and very smart woman in the book. So what a beautiful tribute to her.
Yeah, it was a great tribute. Obviously she instilled a lot of the morals and values that I grew up with. And taught me a lot of life lessons. You learn a lot as a kid. Some kids are different.
Listen to your mother if you're listening out there.
And also you say that the red ball helped you, the AFL football helped you, as it does a lot for a lot of people, particularly in West Australian communities. But you don't only focus on that. What I loved is there's a little boy in there who wants to be a dancer. So that's something really important too. So you don't have to be Mr. Sporting Hero all the time.
No, you don't. And I think that's probably the stigma, especially with young boys, is that you've got to be the best sports person out there. But, it covers some kids love to paint, some like playing with their pets, some like to dance. I can't do either of the three, so I'm fortunate enough I found football. But
there's only a couple of us who can play footy at the elite level.
There's only a few of us.
So Nick is just really sucking it up right now, aren't you, because of Mick has been banging on about the Tigers.
Those Tigers?
He's gone and put Alex's Rance's books on top of mine. So he's hating seeing a Nick Alex Danoi book. So Rancy.
They were good though, weren't they, the Tigers?
I don't remember it. They were good. They were really good.
They were fantastic. They were really good. And we all know how hard it is to back up. As I said, you won it last year. Do you ever look back and realise you dodged a bullet when you could have been drafted by Melbourne? Jane's a Melbourne fan.
I know. And I've been discussing with Nick when we had a really terrible preliminary final, was it, and against West Coast. And within 3 minutes.
It was a great preliminary
final. Yeah, right. It was for you and George Bishop, wasn't it? But not for the Melbourne.
You've dodged
supporters.
A bullet there, and you seem to be very happy in the great state of WA. Big hello to all our mixed 94.5 listeners. You seem really at home and loved and part of the furniture.
Yeah, it's massive. I think they've looked after me as a whole community. And, it's a different – we're very far behind. We're laid back. We're even 3 hours behind as well. That's how laid back we are. For me, back at home, Perth, and, I enjoy the lifestyle that we're
now, this is going to be a daggy mum question, but I'm just asking this. Do you have any other hobbies? I know that you have to concentrate on your lifestyle as a footballer and you've written books. What else do you like to do? I'd love to know.
What do I do? I like to fish. A fair bit.
Do you really? What kind of fishing do you do?
Whatever it is, deep sea fishing or getting in the water as well. I enjoy it. We've got a mountain. We've got heaps of water over there and heaps
of the beaches.
They're amazing and a lot of
fish. Do you fish off the beach?
Yeah, fish off the beach, but we go out on the skis or we go out in the boat. So it's we got a lot of teammates that go out and do that. We're privileged over in the West.
Oh, I'll say you are. You've got some of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
And in between, we find time to train.
You've got to remember the
training. How are you? You're back on deck at the moment?
Pretty good. This is the first time I haven't had surgery at the end of the year, so it's a weird feeling.
Well, that'll be frightening for everyone else in the competition if you get in the preseason. And as you're so highly regarded
and it's a beautiful
book. They are a different side when you're in. And maybe you should take more time off football and spend more time writing children's books.
Yes, we would like, unfortunately, because
what's the book called, Jane?
It's called Little Nick's Big Day, and it's a really beautiful book, illustrated by Fatima Anaya, some gorgeous illustrations. And I'm going to say, you know what, if you're looking for something for your kids for Christmas, because kids today, they're so aware of differences in each other, and it's not a big deal, but it's just nice to enforce it, isn't it?
It is. It's a beautiful thing to do, and I'm happy that this has come to life now.
Now, hang around, and we'll after the show, we'll watch a replay of the grand final together. It'll be fun.
I can't wait.
Nick is doing a book signing in Perth, by the way, this Friday at Dimmicks Ellenbrook, then Saturday at Dimmicks Lakeside Joondalup and Garden City, then on Sunday at Bunbury Forum Shopping Centre.
Good stuff.
Good for you.
Nick Natanui, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm going to open something that's actually upset me because, you know, I love Keanu Reeves.
Oh, your boyfriend.
Yes.
What's he done?
Well, he's dating Helen Mirren.
What?
Look closer.
Oh, hang on. Sorry.
Look closer, Jane.
Oh, no, it's not.
But it could be
some silverhead woman called Alexandra Cruz.
All right, now be generous here.
I beg your pardon. Well, you're telling me to be generous.
Like the older ladies.
He stepped out in Hollywood with a new woman. The world was intrigued. Yeah, could you say that?
So is his nanny.
It was his granny, not nanny. No, this is not right.
Not right?
No. No, I might have
you're
it.
You're having a bad
she's
run.
She's 46.
You're having a bad
and the rest.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
If she's 46, I'm 23.
Hey! Now,
they
you're,
won't
having,
hear
you're having
this.
A bad run because last week you found out Dr. Chris Brown was dating.
No, he's not Angie. Dating Angie.
Yeah. He is.
He's not.
He's going out.
He's not. It's a concoction.
I think we've got him
magazines.
On the show on Friday. We might have him and the Bachelor.
Why don't
on.
You ask
that's a good
him?
Idea.
Well, I will. Oh,
well,
don't you worry.
Rude. How
be
rude
the
if
very
you ask
first
it.
Question.
How dare you do that to our guests?
They'll probably come on ask. Together.
They might.
As if.
Surprise.
It's not going to happen.
And then your other boyfriend, Keanu Reeves.
No, that's
now,
not, that's wrong. He is hot.
Dating his
talk above
auntie.
Punching below.
It's his auntie. Hey, it's all good fun.
All right,
no one's getting hurt.
Okay, so in other news. Is Sonia Kruger leaving Channel 9
gotta go.
To she's go going, to Channel 7?
She's going,
really?
She might,
yeah.
She's going to the big leagues.
Hang on.
She's going to the big league. She's
well,
going
she's,
to Channel 7.
She was at Channel 7.
Yeah.
She left with her partner. They both went to Channel 9.
Hmm.
Now,
who's her partner?
Oh, he's an executive.
Right.
Okay.
I can't remember his name.
So is he going back to 7 too? Or?
Well, I would say don't be surprised if he does. Now, remember that the buzzword
I'm
at the
my head now.
Channel 7. Wait. We'll just be quiet and I'll tell you what's happening.
Oh, geez,
if I can have a word in.
Oh,
it's hard around here.
Jeez.
Channel 7 up front, they announced Big Brother.
Hushy's going back to host Big Brother.
Ha ha.
Bang. Snap.
Bang.
You're
that
right.
is what.
You're right.
Well, this is what they're printing in entertainmentnews.com.au. Okay. Yeah. So it's not my own theory, but it makes
welcome,
a lot of sense.
Welcome back to the big leagues. Welcome back to Channel 7.
Well, you've got to change things. She's been hosting The Voice, though, very well for years.
She's been doing a good job.
She has been doing a great job, and she's a great bird.
Craig McPherson is the...
her partner?
Partner, yeah.
And father of their little baby girl.
I'm just helping
good,
out the
good, good intel.
Okay, guess who's what? Just turned 50? And it's not
Sesame
Keanu's
Street.
Girlfriend.
Oh.
You're terrible. You are terrible.
You grew up with Sesame Street?
I remember watching it as a very young boy, so I must have only just been out of the blocks.
I
must have only been a few years old.
Yeah,
I remember Bert and Ernie.
Yep.
I remember the Cookie Monster when he was allowed to...
Eat cookies.
Absolutely slay cookies. Now he's the sometimes Cookie Monster.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if we watched an episode now of Sesame Street, how PC it would be?
Oh, my God.
It would be excruciating.
Big Bird, the Snuffleupagus.
Yep.
And what's the Chef.
Mr. Hooper.
And when they'd sing, that's the song about two, he goes, three cream pies. And they fall over. Do you remember that? I actually didn't really like Sesame Street.
What bothered me. What was your problem?
Oh, it was great.
The annoying...
Oscar the Grouch in the tin can?
Yeah, no, not funny enough.
It's better than
not funny enough.
It's better than the ones today. I give you In the Night Garden.
Oh, but that's... I've
I've taken about a 40-year sojourn since I've watched children's TV. Had a couple of boys.
Oh.
Sat in front of the TV go, what is going on?
Yeah, but that's nuts.
Is everyone on drugs?
So is Teletubbies. That's nuts.
Oh, yeah. What is this cuckoo?
Why are people doing that?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Absolute.
No, that's not cool. Anyway, it's 50. Can you... 1969. The first episode went to you. That's bizarre. Emma Watson.
Yeah, what's she done?
Well, she's describing herself. You know how you would describe yourself as being single?
Oh, those are a little sweetie, a little firecracker.
All right, may I suggest... Oh, careful.
Little hottie who goes...
She's 29.
I'm talking about me.
Oh.
You said, how would you describe yourself?
Oh, okay.
Little hottie. Goes off like a firecracker.
Yes, we know.
The sack.
Emma Watson.
Guys want to be him, girls want to be him.
I get it.
Emma Watson said she prefers to call herself self-partnered. That's what you do every night when you're in bed at home.
Oh, whack.
Whack.
Is that what you call it? You've been self-partnering.
Self-partnering my brains out.
Okay. I think we might almost be done.
She doesn't like the word single.
No one walks in while you're self-partnering.
I think it is a euphemism.
You can get embarrassed.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, we've got to go.
All right, that's enough. That's the entertainment
report. No, I'm calling it off. You've been so rude to everyone in your own
report.
No.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is thanks to Holden, Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4
range. Not that you need it, but
you'll never
there.
Need that, but it's there. It's in your back pocket. It's just a bit of insurance that you'll never prevail upon because this thing is as good as it gets in the automotive engineering department.
Yeah.
I love the Holden, Colorado. You know, I'm watching the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
And inside the track, they have the vehicle that goes around.
Oh, yes, I know that one.
Around. Which is a camera. That should be
the Colorado.
That should be the Colorado.
Should too.
Should be the Colorado. Could replace the ambulance. Could replace the cameraman.
Yeah.
Could replace everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah. Could replace horse floats. Just pop your horse in the back of the Holden, Colorado.
Genius.
And drive there to the track.
You could
for
put the winner of the Meyer Fashion Best Fashions on the Field in the back of it.
Take them home.
Yeah.
In the back. A whole bunch of hotties. In the back. Many owners to talk to. Let's check in with Paul. Paul, how are you going with your Holden, Colorado, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. You're loving it? Is it a game changer? Change your life, the way you live?
Yeah, well, I should have put one years ago, actually.
Okay, how long you had it?
3 years now.
Now, I understand you don't use it in the pedestrian way. It's all non-stop
all
adventure for you. Tell us what you do in the Colorado.
A bit of everything. I tend to collect expensive hobbies. So there's a bit of four-wheel driving, a bit of camping, fishing, that sort of stuff. So.
Wow.
Flying drones? I hear you fly drones.
Yeah.
So what do? Take it out. Take it out to our bush, set up the drone. Then we could put the drone in the air and get it to film you driving along in the Colorado.
Genius.
Hey, I'm looking at a shot now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking at a drone shot of your Holden, Colorado, that one that you must have taken.
Mm.
Yeah, it's great. I'd put the drone up, get the follow me around.
Oh, look at that. It's a river crossing.
That looks nuts.
It's a river crossing. There's big gators in there.
One of the amazing things, too, which I'm really keen to hear about, and a lot of mums and dads are, you've got a one-year-old, yeah? What's your kid's name?
Georgia. Yeah,
Georgia. And you can put the baby seat in, so it's baby seat compatible. That's what we want to hear, so you can go out with the whole family.
Yeah, you've got the ISOFIX in the back. I think it's got two, so when we're crazy enough to go again.
That's it.
Hey, what do you go fishing for?
Sorry?
When you go fishing, what do you go for?
I usually just trout down the Snowy Mountains. I grew up down there.
Beautiful.
Well, you can't go to the Snowy Mountains in the Holden, Colorado. Yeah, a bit of bush bashing around there. There's river, no creek out of reach. Good
well
on you,
done,
Paul.
Appreciate it, mate. We'll send you a prize pack as well coming our way from Kennedy Malloy. And thanks to Holden, Colorado, which is now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
An unbelievably big show today. Santo Chalora, John Paul Young, Nick Natanui. Oh, man, this is Kennedy Malloy.
All A-listers, one and all. Now, tomorrow's show is no different. We have Scotty Cam coming in.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That'll be fantastic.
Titus O'Reilly's
got a new book out, I believe.
Yep,
is that right?
Great.
One of the funniest men in Australia, no doubt. And Michelle Payne, because tomorrow, before she rides in the Oaks, she's going to do an interview with us because...
Because I have part share in the horse that she's riding. And
in the Oaks,
Victory Approach.
You'll be out on course?
Well, very kindly, in fact, I have to say, Mick, you suggested that I go out because you can't not be there if you've got a horse running in the Oaks, which is a very special ladies' day. And we've got a filly called Victory Approach. And Michelle herself is trainer and going to ride her. So I'll be nervous and worried because it's very dangerous riding.
You put 1,000 on it for me.
1,000? I'm not putting 1,000
bucks on it. I want you to put 1,000 on it.
Grand.
I'm good for it.
That's a lot of money. I'm not going to do that. But I'm just saying, you know, we'll see how we go. It's going to be wet. So
is it a bit of a mud lark? What's the fall?
Yeah.
How many starts?
She's only had about three stars.
Okay.
She's got heart.
Get into the Oaks.
She's really got heart. She is a really, you know, she came second in her last race.
Don't get on it, everyone. Don't sink the odds.
Well, don't sink the odds, no. Don't be silly, but it's just going to be a bit of fun.
I'm going to have a massive post. Don't get that Frankie Vittoria. Is he in the race? Has he gone home?
No,
send him home.
He's not in this race.
Guy, he should be evicted.
Cost you 10 grand, by the way. Oh, sorry.
Really?
He's cost me. Shut up.
Hey, also, I'll see if I can find any drama or anything like that that doesn't involve me. We'll see how we go.
All right.
Have fun tomorrow.
Have fun.
I'll call in. Don't worry about that.
We'll hear from you on track and we'll do an interview with Michelle Payne during the day. It'll be great.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.